The Gem City Sports Network presents Central State Marauder Basketball. Today's game is being brought to you by Central State University, for God, for Central, for State. By Profiler Performance Products. By G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Mimesburg Centerville Road in Centerville. By Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price. By McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee. By Profiler Inc. By the USO. By a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio. And by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports and Central State Marauder athletics, right here on the Gem City Sports Network. Now, let's head courtside for all the play-by-play action of CSU basketball. Here's Doug Brown. Good evening, everybody, from Callen Athletic Center on the campus of Cedarville University. We welcome you to another season of Central State Marauder Basketball. Tonight, it's the ladies taking center stage as they take on the Yellow Jackets of Cedarville University. These two teams are just 2 miles apart, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun night because we talked to Kathy Parson a little bit ago, and they are very optimistic about this year because they return a lot of players back from last year's team. And they picked up a couple of new ones. One, Naomi Shorts, who came from Delaware State. She's a graduate student. And then we also picked up Melody Arnett. She's a 6'6 freshman from Cincinnati. So this is going to be a very interesting year for the Lady Marauders. They get it started tonight against the Yellow Jackets of Cedarville. Cedarville lost the first game of the year to the Fair State, 77-67. So, like I said, we had a chance to talk to Coach Kathy Parsons. We're going to do that right after this timeout. You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network and the Central State Lady Marauders.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
Now joining us is the head coach of the Central State Lady Marauders, Kathy Parson. And Kathy, game day, first one.
Yes. Very excited.
So, tell us a bit about the team and how they are for tonight.
Well, we're excited to be able to take the study that we've done throughout the course of the week because Cedarville played on last Saturday. So my kids actually got to see it. They came to it. I actually watched the stream. A lot of the stream was buffering, so I actually got to watch it off of Synergy in its totality on day before yesterday. So I feel like we have a great chance of competing in a magnificent way because I don't think they're going to be able to run with us. But if we leave them open, they can flat shoot it. So my concern is, do we challenge and check out every opportunity that we have, or am I going to have to beg you to close out and be in position where those shooters are getting ready to shoot?
Now, you got to see them. What else do you know about these guys?
Like I said, they lost to Ferris. I watched that game. The score was 76-66. In our preseason, we scored a lot of points, too. The downside of that is we found out today that Kaylin Nash will not be able to play tonight. Once we hear from the NCAA tomorrow, we'll know and have her back. But we've got to go without her tonight. So I think just that adjustment is something you have to think in terms of who's ready to step up and do what she would have contributed for us tonight. And I believe it's there. Well, I believe we've got the athleticism. We've got the ability to make good things happen on defense and turn that around to easy buckets.
We talked a couple of weeks or last week, how hard have you been on these girls to get ready for tonight?
I've been hard. You know, hard from the standpoint of a year ago, they didn't listen very well. I think they're listening 100% better. I do think that listening is a skill, so they're definitely trying to fine-tune that skill. And it takes work. And we're working through it, and I think they're doing a decent job. I'm expecting that they'll tune in today and do exactly what I'm asking them to do.
Well, with Kalen being out, you got 17 healthy bodies then. And,
16. I've got an ankle injury. I've got a number of things, so I'm not going to build those up. I'm going to speak on the positive that I know we have, and that is our ability to run this floor. Naomi Schwartz is going to be starting at the point guard, and I don't think anybody can run with her. Diamond's coming off the bench. I don't think anybody can run with her. So I think those are the advantages that we have. We'll definitely talk later and find out if I'm correct in my thinking. But I definitely am thinking that if we're in a track meet, our transition game's working, and we get our fives and fours involved, I don't think they can answer the call there. I think that's what they're going to struggle with us in the paint. But like I said, they stroke the ball very, very well. So that's a concern. So we're going to see how that balances out.
We talked before, and it was like, you're going to have at least 15 healthy bodies or 16. Is there going to be like a hockey line change, five in, five out, or just going to?
We could. We could, because with Kalen now going down, that means Bunny, which is DeShanti Miller, she's stepping up in that first group. But Layla Chrisman very well can just go to that second group. So now it's like, okay, you can do it twice, but can you do it beyond that? And that's the question mark. I don't think we can do it beyond that, but we can definitely get special minutes from there. And we'll see how that works, because the key is going to be the cardiovascular aspect of this game. Can we get up and down? Can we get them winded? Can we get them to a point where they're sucking air? We'll see. We'll see how that works out.
I hope I could talk fast enough then. Well, Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to the Central State Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network. Hey, sports fans. You all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price. And now a message from Central State University football coach Kevin Porter.
Our overall vision of the program is really to try to restore the program to its original prominence. I think that we've got a great legacy to build up on, and our student athletes, the football players in particular, have a great opportunity this season and into the future to put Central State back on the map as a powerhouse football program. Great day to be a Marauder.
You know.
Back here at Callan Athletic Center on the campus of Cedarville University, we are getting set for action here for the opening game of the 2022-23 season. The Marauders, they've got a lot of home games coming up. For the men, they were supposed to play Lincoln University out of California on Saturday, but that game has been postponed until the 12th of December. So, don't know the reason why. Hope everything's okay. The ladies, they'll be back in action on Saturday afternoon when they take on Wayne State. Now, Wayne State is a very good team. We hope the people will come out and check out the ladies when they come home on Saturday. And then they also play on Monday against California PA. And that's another good team to check out, because they manhandled us last year over there in PA. So we're going to take another break. Back after this. You're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on Gem City Sports Network.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do. Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness, your goal is our goal.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc.
Central State is the most affordable four-year public university in the state of Ohio. With stellar academics and affordability, we provide a high-value education to our students.
Back here at Callan Athletic Center on the campus of Cedarville University. Like I said before, these two schools are just a couple of little miles apart. And as the coach said earlier, the team came over here, and they were watching Ferris State, and Ferris State is a very good team too, out of Michigan. I know they got a great hockey team up there, and we hope this is going to be a good one. We've got a lot of returning veterans coming back: Abby Pearson, or Peterson, Lola Chambers, Beijing Zimmerman, Diamond Phillips, Keontae Lewis, Lorraine Teray, Kayla Nash, Nadia McCowan, who did not play last year, but she was here. Kat Jones, Destiny Hawkins, Layla Turner, Sierra Hardy, Deshante Miller, Layla Chrisman, and Katarina Maros. I don't know if Coriana Archer was here, but hoping for a great season here on opening night here at Cedarville University. Like I said, the ladies will be back in action on Saturday when they take on Wayne State out of Detroit. So if you get a chance, come on out Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock. It'll be a single game that day, just that game. The men have been postponed until the 10th of December when they take on Lincoln. So we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with the starting lineups and the Latin National Anthem right after this. You're listening to the Central State Marauders on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American...
And now a message from Central State University.
To schedule a tour today, visit centralstate.edu/tours.
To apply to Central State University today, visit centralstate.edu/apply.
All right, as you can hear, the ladies are to my right. They're getting set for action here at Callan Athletic Center in Cedarville. And we have the starters already for both teams. And it goes like this. For Central State, it'll be Abigail Peterson out of Springfield. Lorraine Teray, and Deshante Miller, Naomi Shorts, and Katarina Morris. For Cedarville, it'll be Ann Wheeler, Paige Garr, Taylor Strzok, McKenna Fee, and Lydia Sweeney to start for the Cedarville Yellow Jackets. So, are you ready for some basketball? I am.
Welcome to the Callan Athletic Center and Cedarville University for tonight's non-conference game featuring the Central State University Marauders and the Cedarville University Lady Jackets. The Great Midwest Athletic Conference in Cedarville encourages and promotes sportsmanship by student athletes, coaches, and spectators. We ask everyone in attendance to abide by the good values of sportsmanship by creating a positive environment in which the athletes may participate, the officials may work, and you, the spectator, may enjoy. Now we invite everyone to please stand for the invocation and please remain standing for the national anthem, which will be performed tonight by the Inversions. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, it is indeed a privilege that we have the opportunity to come before your throne. We're so thankful for the things that we take for granted sometimes. That's significantly and first and foremost the giving of your Son, Jesus Christ, that he would die on the cross for our sins. We thank you for that. And now as we have opportunity to participate in this sporting event, I ask that you would keep the athletes safe, let them perform to the best of their abilities. We'll give you the glory in Jesus' name.
Nice rendition of the national anthem as we are getting set for the.
Here's
the starting lineup for today's game.
Starting with the Central State University Marauders. A 5'5" guard, sophomore from Springfield, Ohio, Abigail Peterson. A 5'5" senior guard from Cleveland, Ohio, Maureen Kelly. A 6-foot sophomore forward from Sandusky, Ohio, number 23, Deshaun Moyle. A 6'4" sophomore center from Greensboro, North Carolina, number 52, Katarina Morrow. And now the starting lineup for your Cedarville University Lady Jackets.
One of our players.
A guard, 5'5" junior from Cincinnati, Ohio. Number 3, Ann Wheeler. A guard, 5'8" sophomore from Napoleon, Ohio. Number 5, Taylor Strzok.
Once again, the starters for the Marauders will be Peterson, Teray, Miller, Shorts, and Morrows. For the Yellow Jackets, it'll be Wheeler, Gar, Strock, Fee, and Sweeney. So sit back and enjoy tonight's game between the Yellow Jackets and your Central State Marauders right here on the Gem City Sports Network. Morrows will tip it up against McKenna Fee.
You still say Naomi. Her name is not Naomi Short.
I will announce her many times. So here we go. The season is underway, and the tip is controlled by the Marauders. Shorts will bring it up, sets it over to the far side to Peterson, and she drains a three right off the bat. And another steal. And a whistle and a jump ball is going to go over to the Yellow Jackets as the Marauders, they are going to be pressing a lot this year. Here comes Wheeler. Wheeler gets it up, gets it over to the near side, gets it to Sweeney. Sweeney's going to drive. Dishes down low. They put up a shot. And she gets the first two for Cedarville. Ball taken away. Here comes Strock. Strock over to the right side, kicks it back out. Then goes over to Sweeney out top. A long shot by Gar. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Central State. 9:12 to go here in quarter number one. It's 3-2 Central State. Bringing it up short. They bring it up. She's a transfer from Delaware State. Goes over to the right side, stops, has shot, but didn't take it. Sends it over to Peterson. Peterson drains another three. Abby Peterson on fire. 6-2 is our score. Here comes Gar. Gar gets it over to Strock, now over to the near side. Gets it to Wheeler. Wheeler fires up a three. It's nothing but an air ball. Ball taken away here. Shot goes up and in by B. She's got 4 points. It's now 6-4. Central State shorts into the front court. The right side fires up a three, a little too hard. Rebound comes down to Wheeler. Wheeler up on the front, up in the middle of the court. Comes over to the near side. Double teamed. And still has it. Now she sends down low. Gets it to Strock. Strock loses it. Out of bounds. It's going to belong to Central State. 8:13 to go here in quarter number one. Marauders lead at 6-4. Shorts will bring it up for Central State. Gets it over to the left side. Gets it over to Teray. Teray will bring it out. Gets it down, goes down the middle, and it's knocked out of bounds. It's off of her knee and out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Yellow Jackets with 8:03 to go. Just a minute and 57 seconds into this one, and Abby Peterson already has 6 points, 2 3-pointers. Ball comes up. They get it to Gar. Now over to the near side. Wheeler into the corner. Goes. Driving is Sweeney. Shot goes in by Taylor Strong. Has now 7-6 Yellow Jackets. Shorts into the front court, over to the right side. Now she's going to try and drive the middle of the lane. Gets it over to Teray, fires up a three. Got it! Got a bounce! So 3 3-pointers already for the Marauders. And they are pressing after every basket, and a whistle and a foul going against Katrina Morrows. Her first, team's first. So they're going to have a line change coming in. And coming in is Kat Jones. Sierra Hardy. Who else is coming in? Layla Chrisman. Lowell Chambers. And also, DeShante Miller stays out there. Here's a Shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down, no. Two shots. So Wheeler's at the line to shoot two. Shot goes up and in. It's 9-8 in favor of the Marauders. Here's Mora, Chambers gets it back over to Phillips. Phillips over to Jones. Jones under the right, left side. Breaking back out. Here's a shot by Chambers. The bank was open and she deposited 3 points. 12-8 is our score. All 3-pointers for the Marauders in just 3 minutes. Wheeler has it now right in front of us. Jones all over her. They get it over to the far side to get over to Garth. Garth sends it down low. Shot by Fee. No good. Rebound to Chambers. She controls it and she'll bring it up middle of the court. Chambers gets it over to Phillips. Phillips working inside. Gets it inside now to down low. Shot goes up by Sierra Hardy. Foul's going against the Lydia Sweeney.
It's her.
That's going to be her first, team's first, and that's going to send Sierra Hardy to the line for two.
Black.
6:33 to go here in this first quarter. First one goes up and through. 13-8 is our score. So, second shot goes up, and good. They are perfect from the line. Ball goes across, picked up by Strock. Strock into the front court. Picks up a dribble, now sends it over to Wheeler on the left side. Now back over to Garth. All looking inside. Gets it over to Sweeney. Sweeney looking inside, over to the right side. Gets it over to Strock. Strock some drive lane, puts it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound Fee, and she's right there to put it back in. Fee's got 6 of the 10 points and a traveling call going against the Marauders. And Diamond Phillips. Glad you can join us on this Wednesday night from Cedarville University in Cedarville, Ohio. Ball comes in to Wheeler. Wheeler will bring it up into the front court. Being guarded there by Phillips. Over to the right side. Comes to Sweeney. Sweeney. Left side or right side. Shot no good by Wheeler and a scramble for it. So jump ball. Got a few students from Central State here. So jump ball is going to belong to Central State. Coming into the game is Abby Freeman for the Yellow Jackets. 14-10 is our score. 5:48 remaining here in quarter number one. They play 10-minute quarters. Into the front court comes Phillips. Phillips going to drive the lane. Kicks it back out over to Jones. Jones fires up a shot from the left side. No good. Rebound. Scramble four. Picked up by the Yellow Jackets. Sweeney on the fly. Loses it. Picked up. Here's Jones. Jones. The shot. And Phillips can't get it to go. Just put it up a little too softly. Over to the near side, it comes to Gar. Gar over to Freeman. Freeman looking in. Now gets it over to the near side to Gar. Out top to Sweeney. Sweeney looking inside. It's going to drive the lane. Stops. Now gets it over to Fee. Fee fires up a three. Little short. Rebound comes down to Strock. Strock gets it over to Wheeler, or to Gar. Gar will bring it back out and over to Freeman. To the right side, it goes to Strock. Strock puts it up and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Chambers. Chambers will get to Phillips. Phillips will bring it out. Loses control of it. Picked up by the Yellow Jacket. Over to the left side is driving the lane. Is Sweeney got the basket and won. Sweeney gets her first two of the night. Foul's going against Kat Jones. That'll be her first 2 seconds. So the starters are coming back into the lineup for the Marauders. And we are going to have a media timeout with 4:41 to go here in the first quarter. It's the Marauders 14 and the Yellow Jackets 12 back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known names. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
And now a message from Central State University.
To schedule a tour today, visit centralstate.edu/tours.
To apply to Central State University today, visit centralstate.edu/apply.
This message brought to you by Central State University. 14-12 with 4:41 remaining here in quarter number one. The Riders lead it as the Cedarville Yellow Jackets will go to the line. And going to the line will be Lydia Sweeney. So she gets one shot. Bring it within one. Sweeney shot goes up and good. Nothing but net. Into the game comes Ava Bulkey. It's her first action of the year. Ball knocked away from shorts. Picked up by Freeman. Freeman kicks it out. Here's a they fire up a three. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down, and a foul is going against Shorts. That'll be her first, team's third. 14-13 is their score. Cedarville will inbound it underneath their own basket. Ball comes all the way out to Stacy. Taylor Stacy in for the first time. They'll send it over to Bulkey. Now they move it around. Gets it over to Weekly. Weekly brings it back out. At the free throw line, can't get it. Got 8 seconds on the shot clock. There's Freeman. Freeman to the right. Going to drive the lane. And they got it to go. Freeman gets two. So Jackets lead it by one. Here's Shorts into the front court. 15-14 with 3:54 to go in the first quarter. Shorts holding on to it. Goes over to the right side now. Going to drive and almost loses it. And a jump ball. It's going to belong to... It's going to belong to Cedarville. 15-14 is their score here in the first quarter. And down comes to Freeman. She gets all the way up to Stacy. Stacy up the left side. And kicks it back out over to Weekly. Weekly left side. Loses it. Gets it right over to Bulkey. Freeman. Nice block by Morrows. And... So here comes, picked up by the Yellow Jackets. Now they're going to have to get it up. And there's the shot clock violation. It's going to go back over to the Marauders. 3:16 to go here in the first quarter. 15-14. Cedarville inbounding it will be DeShante Miller. And she'll get it in to Shorts. She'll bring it up. Naomi Shorts goes over to the right side. Wide open, shot goes up, no good, rebound Morrows. Morrows right there and has the ball taken away. It's a jump ball. It's going to belong to Central State. I think we're in for a barn burner, folks. Finished the football season with a jump ball or with a dandy of a game with Kentucky State. A 31-30 victory for the Marauders. Shorts trying to get it in. She's got to get it in. Gets it all the way up to... Peterson. Peterson on the left wing. Now to the free throw line. Puts it up. And nice move. Peterson gets her eighth point of the night. All the way down. It comes to Weekly. Weekly over to Bulkey. Bulkey puts it up and in. So it's now 17-16. Peterson over to the right side. Picks up a dribble. Now over to Torrey. Down low. Goes to Miller. Miller underneath. Puts it up. Got it to go. So DeShante Miller in the books. 18-17. Shot by Sweeney. Goes up. No good. Rebound comes down. Shot goes up and in. The landing gets her first bucket of the night. And a timeout on the court, a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Remind everybody that coming up on Saturday, we will have ladies action once again as the ladies will take on Wayne State. Wayne State out of Detroit, very good team. They're always in the top 25 in the polls for Division II. So, and where this team is running right now, this is a good team. This is going to be fun to watch all year long. So, band across the way. Nice little band. So, coming back out for the Marauders will be Peterson, Torrey, Miller, Moros, and Shorts. Starting lineup. Starting lineup. So Miller will inbound it on the far side. Gets it in. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Shorts. She'll bring it across the line once again. Up in the middle of the court. Goes over to the left side. Gets it over to Torrey. Torrey looking inside. Dishes into Miller. And the ball is knocked away. And it's going to be a foul on Boki. That'll be her first team. This is team second. So wholesale substitutions for the Cedarville. Shorts will get it in to Peterson on the left wing. Down low to Morris. Morris is called for a travel. So back in is the starting lineup for the Yellow Jackets. Wheeler will bring it up for Cedarville, dressed in their white jerseys with blue numbers. Over to the near side goes to Gar. Gar back out to Wheeler. Or to Strock. Ball knocked out of bounds by Peterson. 1:39 left in the quarter. Inbounding it will be Ann Wheeler. Wheeler gets it in all the way out to Strock. Strock back over to Wheeler. Wheeler going to drive and drive. Now dishes out to the far side to Gar. Gar fires up a shot, no good. And it's going to be long to the Marauders. Shorts will bring it up into the front court. Going over to the left side. Now down, stops, down, passes down low to Moros. Moros puts it up and in. Katarina Moros gets her first bucket of the year. 20-19. Marauders lead it with a 1:13 to go here in this first quarter. Here comes Strock. Strock holding on to it. Now sends it over to Wheeler. Wheeler looking inside. Tried to get it to Thieu. No good. Here's a shot from the left side by Sweeney. Sweeney gets her first three of the night. And it's now 22-20 with less than a minute to go here in this first quarter. Torrey puts up a wild shot. And a jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to belong to the Yellow Jackets. Central State in their black jerseys with gold numbers and maroon trim. Inbounding it will be Taylor Strock. Strock will get it into Wheeler, and she'll bring it up. Now over to Strock. Strock goes over to the left side, drives the lane, stops, gets it over into the corner, goes it over to Wheeler. Wheeler brings it back out to Sweeney. Sweeney drives, sticks it back out over to the left side. Shot goes up and in for three. It's Wheeler. And it's now 25-20 with less than 20 seconds to go. Shorts puts up the shot. Got it to go. Naomi Shorts gets her first bucket as a Marauder. And it's 25-22, 12 seconds to go. Into the front court comes Wheeler. Wheeler top of the key now. Goes over to the left side, drives the lane, loses off her foot. And over to the right side. Here's a shot. And in and out by Sweeney. Foul's going against Abby Peterson. And going to the line will be Sweeney for three. 25-22 with 2.5 seconds left in this first quarter. First shot goes up and good. 26-22. This could be a high-scoring affair. Shot goes up and good again. So she's 2 for 2 from the line tonight, or 3 for 3 from the line. Here's the second, or the third of three. 27-22, 2.5 to go. Central State will get the ball to start the second quarter, and the third one goes in. Back into the game comes Cat Wheatley for Cedarville. 2.5 to go, 28-22 is our score. And Schwartz got the ball, threw it up, no good, and as the buzzer rings. So, at the end of one quarter of play, it's the Cedarville Yellow Jackets, 28, and the Central State Marauders, 22, back after this. You're listening to Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
And now a message from Central State University.
To schedule a tour today, visit centralstate.edu/tours.
To apply to Central State University today, visit centralstate.edu/apply.
This message brought to you by Central State University. Back here at Callan Athletic Center, Central State was 8 of 14 from the field and 4-6 from the three-point range. They were shooting 57% for the quarter, 67% from the three-point range for the for Cedarville. They were 10 of 21 for 46%, 3 of 9 for 33%, 5 of 6 from the line. There we go. Schwartz has it. Gets it over to the right side. Now top to Peterson. Peterson fires up a long three. Can't get it to go this time. Picked up by Wheatley. Into the front court. She comes. Going over to the right side. Hands off to Gar. Gar's going to try and penetrate the defense. Can't do so. And send it out to Butterball. Butterball down low. And shot goes up and in by Fee. And it's now 30-22. Ball goes down to Morrows. Morrows turnaround jump shot. Got it to go. Katarina Morrows gets her first two, or her fourth point, I mean. Wheatley gets it out top. Over to Gar. Gar back over to the near side. Gets it over to Fee on the right elbow. Shot goes up and good. Butterball gets her first bucket of the night. That's now a 8-point lead, 32-24. Schwartz gets to Morrows. Morrows from the free throw line. Shot was blocked a little bit, but or a little short. And it, coming in is Lola Chambers for Morrows. And also in is Kat Jones. Jones will come in, and Teray will sit down. Also, Diamond Phillips will come in. Sitting down is Naomi Schwartz. 32-24 is our score. Central State trailing it by 8. Just underway here in quarter number 2. Wheeler will bring it up for the Yellow Jackets into the front court. Picked up by Phillips. There's shot by Wheatley for 3. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Chambers. Chambers will get it up to Phillips. Phillips dodges one person. Now gets through the double team. And Phillips is going to be called for the travel. So 32-24, 8:23 remaining as Cedarville continues to lead. Ball goes over to the far side to Gar. Gar loses control. Picked up by Peterson. Peterson gets a steal. Drives, puts it up. Got it to go off the glass and in. Abby Peterson has 10 points on the night. And double figures. Shot from the side. No good. Rebound to Chambers. Chambers will get it up to Phillips. Phillips is going to be fouled by Wheeler. That'll be her first. Team's first of the quarter. Into the game comes Abby Freeman and also Lydia Sweeney for the Yellow Jackets. They lead it by 6, 32-24. Central State has the ball. Kat Jones will inbound it. So they're going to have to reset the shot clock to back to 30. And ball comes in to Phillips. Phillips will bring it up into the front court. Goes over to the left side of Peterson. Peterson will drive. Nice behind the bite dribble. And over to Phillips. Back out to Peterson. Wide open for three. Got it! She's got 13 points. And 32-29. That'll bring a team back in a New York minute. The three-point range. Ball goes over to Butterball. Butterball, right side. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Chambers. Chambers will get it up to Phillips. Phillips into the front court. Phillips going to drive. Kicks it back to Chambers. Chambers is going to drive right side. Puts it up. Little short rebound comes down. Picked up by Cedarville. Here comes Freeman. Freeman's going to drive the lane on Jones. Can't get it to go, but Jones is going to be called for the foul. It'll be her second. Team's first of the quarter. So Kat picks up her second, and that's going to send to the line Abby Freeman, who has just 2 points. Into the game for Central State is Sierra Hardy, and she was replacing Kat Jones. So here's the first of two by Freeman, and it's good. It's now a four-point lead for the Marauders, or for the Yellow Jackets, I'm sorry. Second shot goes up and through. 34-29, a five-point lead for Cedarville. Into the front court comes Freeman, Phillips. Phillips dishes down low. Miller puts it up, can't get it to go, a little too short. Rebound comes down to Sweeney. Sweeney on the fast break, drives in the middle of the lane, kicks back out. Top to Freeman. Freeman's going to drive. Can't do it. And it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to belong to Central State. 6:49 to go here in quarter number two. Wholesale changes once again for Cedarville. Fee. I didn't see who came in. Here comes the Marauders as Phillips will bring it up into the front court. Picked up by Freeman, goes over to the left side, gets it over to Hardy. Hardy at the free throw line to Peterson. Peterson's got the hot hand right now. Peterson's going to try and drive left side, brings it back out, over to the right corner. Goes to Phillips. Phillips fires up a three, little too hard. Rebound, Miller right there, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Strzok. Strzok gets it over to Sweeney. Sweeney's going to drive left side, sends it over to Freeman for three, got it. Freeman picks up her fifth point of the half, or seventh point of the half. There's Freeman, Peterson. Peterson over into the left wing. Now down low goes to Miller. Miller in the lane, puts it up, and got it to go. DeShante Miller gets her fourth point of the night, and it's 37-31, a six-point lead for Cedarville. Ball shot, no good. By Sweeney, picked up by the Marauders. Here comes Chambers on the fly. Chambers over to the right side to Phillips. Now to Hardy. Hardy's going to try and drive now into the corner. Goes to Phillips. Phillips dishes inside to Miller. Knocked away. Picked up by Cedarville. Here comes Freeman. Freeman will drive the lane. Shot goes up and in. Freeman gets another 2 points. 39-31. Back to an 8-point lead for Cedarville. Peterson drives the lane, puts it up, a little too hard, rebound picked up by Strzok. Ball knocked away, picked up by Phillips. Phillips will get it to Hardy. Hardy's going to drive the lane. And No basket, a whistle, and a foul going against Hardy. A offensive foul. And timeout on the court with 4:58 to go here in quarter number two. It's the Cedarville Yellow Jackets 39 and the Central State Marauders 31. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
And now a message from Central State University.
To schedule a tour today, visit centralstate.edu/tours.
To apply to Central State University today, visit centralstate.edu/apply.
This message brought to you by Central State University.
Back here at Callan Athletic Center, Central State trailing at 39-31 with 4:58 to go here in quarter number two. They trailed at the end of one quarter, 28-22. Abby Peterson has 13 points right now. Here comes Steve Freeman. They had to send it down low to Fee, but it can't. It's all taken away by Layla Christman in for the first time tonight. Here's shot goes up and in by Sierra Hardy, her first couple of night. First basket of the night. She's got 4 points. Send it out over to Freeman, firing up a long three. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Chambers, and it's knocked away, and foul's going against Sweeney. That'll be her second. Team's second of the quarter. So Chambers will inbound it to Phillips. Phillips will bring it up into the front court with 4:22 remaining here in the first half. Phillips stops, pops, and off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Stacy. Stacy will get it up to Gar. Gar up the right side will slow it up. Picked up by Chrisman. Well, he sends it back out to Freeman. Freeman to Fee. Freeman drives, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Hardy. Hardy on the fly, up the right side. Hardy kicks it over to Peterson for three, a little short. Rebound comes down to Strock. Strock will bring it up into the front court, picked up by Peterson. Loses it, picked up by Hardy. Hardy two on one with Peterson. Hardy behind the back, dribble hard. Peterson, what a play. Peterson gets her 15th point. A nice assist by Hardy. Behind the back pass over to Peterson. Here comes Gar. Gar goes over to the right, left side, back over to the near side to Strock for three. Off the side of the rim, picked up by Peterson. 39-35, a 4-point Cedarville lead. Peterson into the front court, stops, pops, and off the front of the rim. Rebound to Chambers. Chambers is going to drive, puts it up, can't get it to go, a little too hard. Rebound to Strock. Strock on the fly. Strock one on four. Not a good scenario, but a whistle and a jump ball. And that's going to belong to Cedarville with 3:07 to go. Back into the game comes Weekly and also Wheeler for Cedarville. Cedarville will have it underneath their own basket with 3:07 to go and a 4-point lead. Wheeler will inbound it. Gets it in to Strock. Strock gets it over to Weekly. Weekly to Gar. Back over to Weekly. Back to Gar looking inside. His chin down low. Shot no good. Rebound right there is Weekly. Puts it up and gets the friendly roll. 41-35 is our score. With 2:53 to go, and Weekly's going to get the and one. Chrisman's going to pick up her first foul. Weekly shooting one. Shot goes up and through. 42-35. Here's Phillips. Gets it over to Peterson. Peterson right side. Pops. No good. Rebound comes down to Weekly. Weekly will bring it up. Being picked up by Chambers. Over to the near side she comes. Chambers all over her. The ball goes over to Wheeler. New shot for three. Got it by Gar. Her first three of the night, and that's now a 10-point lead for the for Cedarville. Shot by Phillips, no good. They're on a cold streak right now, and they got to wake up. Ball thrown away, picked up, and it's going to be Central State ball.
Checking in for Central State number 33, Naomi Shorts.
Naomi Shorts back into the game, replacing Phillips. Shorts transfer in from Delaware State. Played with Tierra Floyd over there. Ball goes over to the right side, over to Peterson. Peterson looking inside. Now she's going to try and drive. Gets it over to Hardy. Left key. Fires up a three. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Strock. Central State cannot get a basket right now. Here's Weekly for three. Got it. Now 48-35 with 1:40 to go into the front court. Comes Shorts. Shorts going to try and drive right side. Picks up her dribble. Gets it over to Chambers. Chambers is going to be called. And a whistle and a foul going against Fee of the of Cedarville. That's the team's third foul. So not a lot of fouls tonight. They do have a men's game here after this one, but it's against Boyce University out of Louisville. Shorts will inbound it, gets it into Chambers, fires up from the right side, in and out, and no good. Picked up by Strock. Strock now over to the near side comes to Gar. Gar to the corner goes to Weekly. Back out top to Gar. Over to the near over to the top of the key goes to Wheeler. Back to Weekly again. This time long shot picked up. Ball knocked away, picked up by Shorts. Shorts. Gar on the left side. Shorts puts up a shot, no good, but she's fouled. She'll be at the line for two. 48-35. Wheeler picks up her second. Into the game comes Freeman. So Shorts will be at the line to shoot two, her first two attempts of the year. She's got 2 points. 106 to go on a 13-point lead by the Yellow Jackets. First one goes up and in. 48-36. Second shot goes up and in. 2 for 2 for her, and it's 48-37 with 1:05 to go. Into the front court. Thomas Freeman goes over to the near side to Weekly. Weekly's going to drive baseline, puts it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Hardy. Hardy gets it over to Peterson. Peterson will drive left side of the lane, puts it up off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Freeman. Freeman over to the near side goes to Gar. Gar's going to try and drive lane, puts it up off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Chrisman. Chrisman in. Now here comes Shorts. Shorts stops, gets it over to Chambers. Chambers is going to drive, turn around. Oh, almost walked for that one. She got lucky there. Fee gets the rebound with 18 seconds to go. They do not have to put up another shot. 48-37 is our score. Ball goes over to the far side. Fee, shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Hardy. Hardy's going to have to put up a shot. Long shot! Off the back of the rim. And that's going to do it for the first half. Your score, Cedarville 48. And the Central State Marauders 37. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz, to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn. Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
And now a message from Central State University.
To schedule a tour today, visit centralstate.edu/tours.
To apply to Central State University today, visit centralstate.edu/apply.
This message brought to you by Central State University.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at Callan Athletic Center, the Marauders trail at 48-37 as we are at halftime. And joining us now is Nick Novy, the Sports Information Director for Central State. And Nick, not a good first half. Well, sort of.
Back and forth first half, first game of the year. Abby Peterson put on a show. So
yeah,
we'll see if we can score a few more points and, of course, find some stops on the defensive side of the ball.
So what's going on with Central State? I know we got the game was on Friday or on Saturday with the men, which has been postponed until later this in December. But the ladies will still play.
Yep, ladies will play. Got a good team coming in. Ladies will play on Saturday and again on Monday. And then our first doubleheader will be the following Saturday. That's against Edward Waters, both men and women. So, but yeah, Lincoln, California, we had to reschedule that for December 12th. So we're looking forward to having them. We just got to wait a little longer.
Now, the team from your neck of the woods is coming down here in Wayne State. You looking forward to that?
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to every game. I think Wayne State out of Detroit, as you mentioned, but you know, we got a good team. You know, we'll find a way to compete against them and win. They're a good team out of the GLIAC.
Yeah, this this team here, Cedarville, they're a pretty good team. They're hanging with us.
They can shoot.
They can shoot, and Abby Peterson right now has
leads all scorers with 15 right now. So,
yep.
Hopefully, we can find a few others that can contribute with her in the second half and make this a little closer game.
She's the only one in double figures for both teams, so
yep.
It's going to be kind of interesting to find out how she does for the year or for the rest of the game, but. She's lost a lot of weight, but she's picked up a little bit of speed, too.
She looks great out there, and Coach Parsons been talking about her all off season. I think as a team we look a lot better than last year. Of course, you know, you had 14 freshmen last year, and now the best thing about that is they're sophomores. And seeing the first half, yeah, we got to pick it up a little bit defensively, but I like what we have going offensively right now.
Yeah, when you get Lola Chambers firing in the three, a 6'3" kid. She nailed it. Two threes.
Lola's a tremendous athlete, and you know that's what coach expects from her. And she can handle the ball a little bit. She dribbled it up the floor, and obviously drilled that three. And we got a few ladies that are you know versatile athletes. And like I said, we'll see what happens in the second half here.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I think Coach was right when she said just they got a little bit of work to do, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah, you don't want to give up 48 points in the first half. You got to find a way to get some stops, get some rebounds. But you know, I'm sure that's what she's telling them in the locker room right now.
Oh yeah, definitely. So what's going on at Central State? Looking ahead down the road.
Well, we got a few exciting things that just happened this week. Football got 7 all-conference selections, all SIAC selections. That's the most we've had since joining a conference. So good job by Coach Porter and the team there. You talk about men's volleyball, who's in the house tonight. They just had a scrimmage yesterday, did well, and they start their regular season January 5th. Then you got track and field right around the corner with indoor meets at the beginning of December here. So you have a lot of exciting things happening on and off campus. And, of course, you mentioned earlier we got home basketball coming.
Yeah, we got a lot of home games this year compared to last year, though.
It's great. You know, we were on the road pretty much every, seemed like every weekend last year. Now those teams get to come to us and experience Beacon Lewis Gym and experience our band and our fans. And, we'll be back to the normal gym atmosphere that we had pre-COVID. So it's an exciting time.
That's right, because the last, 3 or 4 years, we haven't been able to use the bottom
The bottom's back out, baby.
Oh,
so
boy.
Student section will be in full-fledged force there. Band will be back for us. Looking forward to see cheer and dance and the whole CSU community. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome the way it's been. Of course, you had a bunch of the volleyball girls last year, but they're all gone. But they were always into it. Now the guys are getting into it here.
Yeah, I'd say, if you're not at the game, if you're listening, we probably have more fans right now, I'd say. So that's exciting to see. Of course, CSU community always comes out and support. We're only 2.7 miles away. Central State and Cedarville are separated by 2.7 miles. So this is a good game to have on the schedule. And we love packing their gym, and we'll look forward to packing ours next week.
Another good game that we got on our schedule is going to be Wilberforce, too.
Wilberforce on Valentine's Day. Obviously, no love lost there. So we'll have some fun there. If you look at the schedule, both of them are on MarauderSports.com. We have some high-profile games, especially the second half of the season. You start looking at January, you bring Tuskegee in. You got Lemoyne and Lane, which are conference rivals and tough teams to play. And then, of course, you mentioned Wilberforce, non-conference, but, a team separated by about 500 yards. Campus is separated by about 500 yards. And, of course, you throw in two games against Kentucky State as well. So it's a great schedule, and I'm happy for our teams and our kids and our fans to be able to experience it after really 2 years of maybe having to watch the stream or staying indoors. Now we encourage you to come to campus, experience what it's like to be a student athlete, what it's like to be a fan at Central State.
And with the coziness of Beacon Lewis Gym, we can really raise the roof there, too.
That's right. That's right. It's going to be a great season.
Well, Nick, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more, get the stats and all that kind of stuff. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
University.
To schedule a tour today, visit centralstate.edu/tours.
To apply to Central State University today, visit centralstate.edu/apply.
This message brought to you by Central State University. Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price. Back here at Calvin Athletic Center on the campus of Cedarville University, we're at halftime with the Marauders trailing 48-37. Here are the stats. In the for the game, Central State is 14 of 37 for 37%. They went very cold in the second half, the second quarter. They were just 6 of 23. 1 of 6 from the three-point range. And 5 of 12 overall, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. For Cedarville, they are 17 of 40 for 42%, 6 of 17 from three-point range, and 8 of 9 on the from the free throw line. The biggest lead was 13 by Cedarville, 6 by Central State. See rebounds. The Yellow Jackets lead 27 to 19, and turnovers. Central State has 8 and Cedarville 9. Point wise, Shafi Miller 4 points. Katarina Moros, 4 points. Abby Peterson leads everybody with 15 points. And she is 3 of 7 from 3-point range. Lorenzo Ray, 3 points. Naomi Short, 4 points. Lola Chambers, 3 points. And Sierra Hardy, 4 points for a total of 37. For the Cedarville Yellow Jackets, McKenna Fee has 8 points. Ann Wheeler has 4 points. Paige Carr has 3 points. Taylor Strock, 3 points. Lydia Sweeney has 9, as does Abby Freeman. Ava Boki has 2 points. Anna Landing has 2 points. Kat Weekly has 6. Leah Butterball has 2. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, the second half of tonight's game, we'll be right back with that right after this. You're listening to Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
We know that purchasing...
And now a message from Central State University.
To schedule a tour today, visit centralstate.edu/tours.
To apply to Central State University today, visit centralstate.edu/apply.
This message brought to you by Central State University.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Back here at Calvin Athletic Center on the campus of Cedarville University. Being set for quarter number two, the Marauders trail it 48-37.
Game, which should be found listed in the podcast section.
So here we go. Central State will have the ball to start this second half. They will be going from left to right on your dial. See Shorts and Moros along with Miller, Peterson, or no, Trey and Peterson. That's right. Trey on the right, on the left side, looking inside. Brings it back out, just down low, and we have a whistle and a injury to one of the Yellow Jackets. Looks like she got hit in the eye. Couldn't see who it is. So the officials are going to take a look here. Let the band take it out, take it over. The officials have looked at the review, and both coaches are satisfied, and the Marauders will have the ball underneath their own basket just 10 seconds into this third quarter. Naomi Shorts will inbound it underneath her own basket. 21 seconds on the play clock, or shot clock. Ball comes all the way out to Peterson. Peterson, Springfield Catholic grad, gets it down low. Shot goes up, no good. Another shot goes up and no good by Miller. It is good. Or is it good? So Miller's going to go to the line for two. So, didn't see who the foul was on. First shot by Miller, no good. Second shot coming up. 48-37, just underway here in the second half. Shot goes up and in. So a 10-point lead for the Yellow Jackets. And here comes Wheeler into the front court, being hounded there by Shorts. And she'll hand off to Gar. Gar over to Wheeler. Wheeler back over to Gar, right side, firing up a three. Little short. Rebound comes down to Trey. Trey on the move, up the middle of the court. Ball knocked it. Ball, she loses it, picks it back up. Ball comes over to the right side to Shorts. Shorts puts it up and can't get it to go. Rebound comes down. And a whistle on the foul going against Fee. That'll be her second. That is her third. She picked up the last one. Team second of the quarter. So Shorts will inbound it just to the right of the bucket. Fans file in for tonight's men's game. Ball comes in and over to Peterson. Peterson in the paint. Puts it up off the glass. Got it to go. Peterson, 17 points on the night. 48-40. The Marauders coming back. Down by eight now. Shot goes up and in by Sweeney. So Sweeney gets her 11th point. And it's 50-40, back to a 10-point lead. Ball goes down to Morrow. Morrow, turnaround jump shot. Little short. Rebound comes down to Gar. Gar will bring it up middle of the court. Now over to the right side. Picked up by Peterson. Going over to the right side. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Shorts. Shorts all the way up to Peterson. Peterson's going to drive. Drives the lane. Puts it up. A little short. Rebound. And a whistle and a foul. So, another girl got hit in the mouth. And it's going to be so, the officials are trying to come over here once again. and check it out. 50-40 is our score.
Sean, we're back. I just want to make sure that works.
So they're just making sure. Kathy Parson pleading her case with one of the officials. 8:29 left here in this third quarter. The Yellow Jackets lead it 50-40. Glad you can join us on this Wednesday night. We'll be back at it at 12:45 on Saturday when Wayne State, the Wayne State Warriors, come in calling to take on the Marauders. And I'm sure that when they look at the video of this, they're going to find out, you know, the flaws that they've had. So they'll work on that, get things ready for Wayne State. Wayne State out of Detroit. A lot of teams like to come down here to play. Now, we went up there last year. We also went to we're also going to Grand Valley State, and Cal PA is coming in on Monday. So a lot of teams that we played last year on the road are coming here. So 8:29 to go. 8:29 left here in this third quarter as the officials have concluded their little powwow. And now they're huddling in the, on the court. So 50-40 is our score right now. It was 48-37 at halftime. Cedarville leads it. So Central State will have the ball underneath their own basket. They said there was no foul against Central State. So Schwartz will inbound it just to the right of the Central State basket. Ball comes in all the way out near midcourt to Peterson. Peterson's going to drive. Gets over to the left side. Here's a shot for three by Ture. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Wheeler of Cedarville. Wheeler will bring it up into the front court. Goes over right side. Picked up by Schwartz. Going, that's going to drive a lane. Now to Sweeney. Sweeney at the free throw line. Drives right side. Kicks it over to Landing. It was Sweeney then. Sweeney has it now. Fires up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to go back over to Central State. Schwartz will come out, and Hardy will come in for the Marauders. This is their first game of the year. Yellow Jackets played Fair State on Saturday and lost. Peterson goes over to the left side. Now to Ture. Ture's going to drive the lane. Puts up the layup and got it to go. Laurent Ture gets her fifth point of the game and it's now down to an 8-point lead. That's what we need. Get the turnover, get the score. Ball goes over to the right side to Strock. Back out top, over to Sweeney. Sweeney gets it to Landing. Landing has ball knocked away, picked up by Ture. Ture up the right side, on the fly. Going to drive, kicks over into the corner. Hardy for three, little too hard. Rebound Morrow. Morris underneath, puts it up, and in! Katarina Morrow's her 6 point. And it's down to a 6-point lead. Central State coming back. Getting hot when they needed to. Here's a shot for three. No good. Rebound picked up by Landing. Landing had her shot blocked by Morrow. Not going to happen on her watch. Here comes Ture into the front court. Ture tried to get it all the way down to Hardy. Hardy was underneath and was a little too high. And it went out of bounds. So coming back into the game is Kat Weekly and also Abby Freeman. Sitting down will be Wheeler and Strock. 50-44 is our score. Into the front court comes Freeman. Goes over to the right side. Will hand off to Weekly. Weekly out top to Gar. Gar just down low and Landing. Landing to Beaver Creek grab. Goes over to Sweeney. Sweeney drives. Morris is not going to let her go, and Sweeney throws it away into the Cedarville bench, and the Marauders will have it. With 6:29 to go here in quarter number three. Peterson into the front court, goes over to the left side. Now comes back over, stops for three, got it! Abby Peterson, 20 points on the night for her, 50-47. They were down by 12 at one point and has come back. Here's Weekly. Weekly over to the left side. Now send it over to Freeman. Freeman down low. Goes to Sweeney. Sweeney back over to Landis. And over to the near side to Freeman. Freeman being hounded there. Over to the right side. And whistle, and they stepped on the line. And Sweeney steps on the line. Turns the ball back over to the Marauders with 5:51 to go. Marauders on fire here in this third quarter. Timeout called by the Marauder, or by by Jason Smith, and timeout called. We're going to be right back after this. You're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children.
And both teams are back out on the court. That was our media timeout. 5:51 to go. 50-47. Central State trails by three. Miller will inbound it to Peterson. Peterson will bring it up, going over to the left side. Picked up by Weekly. And coming over to the right side. Drives, stops, looking for somebody to get to. Gets over to the far side. Drives is Torrey. Down low. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Weekly. Weekly double team. Now it should get it over to Gar, and Gar will bring it across the timeline. Going up the left side, 5:25 left in the third quarter. Gar drives right side on Miller. Miller's going to be called for the foul. That'll be just their first and team's first of the quarter. Chambers back in for Central State, as sitting down will be DeShante Miller. So the Twin Towers are in there, Morris and Chambers. Cedarville will inbound it, send it out to Gar, over to the near side. Gets it over to Weekly. Weekly into the corner, goes to Freeman. Freeman tries to drive baseside, can't do it. Morris won't let her. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Shot, turnaround, jump shot by Fee, and that goes up and in. So Fee gets her 8 point, and it's now 52-47. Peterson fires up a shot from the right side, a little too hard. Rebound was out of bounds off of Torrey. I guess that wasn't a media timeout. And we have a timeout on the court. Your score, 52-47 with 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Cedarville leading it. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Central State is the most affordable four-year public university in the state of Ohio. With stellar academics and affordability, we provide a high-value education to our students.
52-47, Cedarville leading it. Cedarville will have it with 4:50 left here in this third quarter. Abigail Peterson's been on fire tonight, 20 points for her. So Freeman will inbound it as Central State is all over Wheeler. Wheeler gets it into the front court, going down over to the left side to Weekly. Now back out top to goes to Wheeler. Wheeler trying to drive. Now ball almost taken away. Here's Gar. Gar's going to drive, stops at the free throw line, back out top, goes over to Wheeler. And it's shot blocked by Chambers. Picked up by Teray on the fly. Going to slow it up, let everybody go past her. As she gets into the front court, Teray sends it down to Morris. Morris is going to drive, puts it up off the glass, and she's going to be called for the travel. .4:15 to go here in quarter number three. Wheeler will bring it up for the Yellow Jackets. Goes left side, hounded by Morris. Now here's landing shot, little short. Rebound comes down to Hardy. Hardy will bring it up into the front court for the Marauders, up the middle of the court. Now we'll hand off to Teray. Teray will go right side, drives the lane, puts it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound battle for, picked up by Morris. Morris, the 6'3 sophomore. Now sends it out to Hardy. Hardy. And a whistle and a 3-second violation called against Central State. You don't see that, but they did. They called it on this one. 52-47 with 3:40 to go here in quarter number three. First game of the year for the Marauders. Game two for Cedarville. They lost to Fair State 76-66 the other day. Here's Gar. Gar back over to the far side. Shot by Wheeler or by Weekly. That goes in. We can't have those anymore. She's got nine. It's now 55-47 back to an 8-point lead. Chambers into the front court. Chambers is going to drive the lane. Puts it up. And in and out, back in again. Lola Chambers gets her fifth point of the game. 55-49, 3:06 to go. No more threes. Here's Gar, drives, lays it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound landing. Now her shot no good. Rebound pass was intercepted by Peterson. Teray, back over to Peterson. Peterson will bring it over to the left side, loses control. And it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to belong to Cedarville with 2:45 left. Back into the game comes Taylor Strock for Cedarville. Central State tried to call timeout, but they didn't hear. And they turn the ball back over on the jump ball. Into the front court comes Wheeler. Wheeler goes over to the right side, gets over to Weekly. Weekly's going to try and drive on Chambers, picked up by Morris. Now back out top, goes to Strock. Now to Gar. Gar drives, dishes down low, landing, puts it up, and can't get it to go. She's fouled by Morris. That'll be her second foul. And the second on the Marauders. Back into the game comes Kat Jones for the Marauders, and Lauren Teray will sit down. So going to the landing will be Anna Landing. She's got 2 points on the night. 2:26 to go here in the third quarter. 55-49 is our score. First shot goes up and through. Anna Landing, a product of Beaver Creek High School, home of the Battling Beavers. Second shot goes up and through. 57-49. Back to an 8-point lead. Peterson goes over to the right side. Central State trying to come back. Peterson will drive. Stops at the free throw line. Sends it down low to Morris. Morris puts it up and in. She's got eight. 57-51 with 2 minutes to go. Here comes Wheeler. Wheeler hands off to Strock, puts up the shot, and bounces around and through. Gar picks up her fifth point. That's back to an 8-point lead, 59-51. Jones drives and shot blocked, but she's going to be fouled. She's going to be fouled by Strock. That'll be her first, team's third. Diamond Phillips coming in, and Abby Peterson's going to sit down. Leah Butterball back into the game for Cedarville. Going to the line will be Kat Jones. Kat has yet to score. And back into the game comes DeShante Miller. .144 to go here in the third quarter. An 8-point lead as Jones will try to cut that lead down, and she does. She gets the first one to go. Her first point of the year, that's 59-42, a 7-point lead by Cedarville. Second shot goes up, and in and out, no good. Rebound comes down. Miller gets it, puts it back up, and got it to go! DeShante Miller. Here comes Yellow Jackets on the far side. Butterball stops, pops from the right side, can't get it to go, and a whistle and a foul. Foul going against Lola Chambers, her first, team's fourth. Or that make it their third foul. So the Cedarville will inbound it. Wheeler will inbound it for Cedarville. Ball comes in. They get it to Strock. Strock back over to Wheeler. Wheeler out top of the key now. Goes over to the far side to Strock. Fires up a three. Got it. Her second three of the night. And it's now 6 points and 62-54. Jones for three. Got it! Making it two. Her foot was on the line. She gets hot. Look out. Ball one was taken away by Hardy. Look over to the far side. Here's a shot for three off the far side of the rim. Picked up by Hardy. Here comes Chambers into the front court. Goes over to the right side. Shot no good, and nice save by Phillips, and picked up by Butterball. Wheeler to strike the Wheeler. Wheeler out, tries to drive on the right side, and an offensive foul. Foul going against the Bulky. Had her second, team's fourth. 28.3 seconds left here in this third quarter. A 6-point lead for the Yellow Jackets into the front court. Comes short. Going to drive the lane. Puts it up and a little short. Rebound comes down to Boki. Into the front court comes Wheeler. Shot clock is off. Wheeler going to drive left side. Gets it over to Butterball. Butterball is going to try and drive the lane. On Hardy, shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Hardy on the fly. Here comes Jones. Jones lays it up and can't get it to go. And that will do it here in quarter number three. Your score, Cedarville 62 and Central State 56. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
And now a message from Central State University football coach Kevin Porter.
Our overall vision of the program is really to try to restore the program to its original prominence. I think that we've got a great legacy to build up on, and our student athletes, the football players in particular, have a great opportunity this season and into the future to put Central State back on the map as a powerhouse football program. Great day to be a Marauder.
You know.
10 minutes on the clock. As we get ready to start the fourth quarter, Central State will have the ball trailing 62-56. For the game, they are now 39%. They were shooting 42% in that third quarter, 37.5% from three-point range, and 75% from the line. Peterson going to drive. She has 20 points on the night. Dish down low to Morris. Morris off the glass and in. Katarina Morris picks up her 10th point. Ball goes over to the near side to Garth. Garth tries to drive. Drives down the middle of the lane, and she's going to be fouled by Miller. That's going to be DeShante's. That'll be her second foul. Team's first of the quarter. Nobody in foul trouble as of yet. Cedarville went down it. Get it in, and ball's almost taken away by Peterson. Picked up by Gar. Gar left side. Gets it over to Sweeney. Sweeney at the free throw line. Picks it up for dribble. Now gets it over to the right wing. Gets it over to Strock. Strock puts it up and in. So Strock gets two more. She's got eight. Peterson gets it over to Trey. Trey looking for a three. Didn't take it. Looking inside, Morrow said no. Trey's going to kick that little reverse layup. No good. Miller right there. Loses the ball. Picks it back. They pick it. Cedarville picks it up. Gar picks it up. Gar going left side. Drives the lane. Miller won't let her. Into the paint she goes. Here's Sweeney. Shot for three. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down. And a jump ball. It's going to belong to Cedarville. 64-58. A six-point lead by the Cedarville Yellow Jackets. So Cedarville will have the ball underneath their own basket with 8:39 to go here in the contest. They lead it by six. Ball comes in. They get it to Fee. Fee over to the left side. Gets it over to Wheeler. Wheeler down low. Shot by Sweeney. Goes up and in. Sweeney gets two more. She's got 15. Schwartz goes left side. Becks it out. Comes over to Trey. Trey looking inside. Gets it down to Morrows. Morrows puts it up off the glass and in. Katrina Morrows, 12 points for her. Back to a six-point lead with 8:08 to go here in the contest. Here's Wheeler on the right side. Now she'll try and drive. Hands off to Sweeney. Sweeney, top of the key. Goes over to the right side now. Drives the lane and knocked away by Morrows. Morrows is going to pick it up. Got to get it over to somebody, and she'll get it to Trey. Trey over to Shorts, and Shorts will cross the line. Into the front court she comes. They dish it down low. Morris puts up a shot. No good. Rebound Miller knocked away, and it's a foul on Cedarville. It's going against Strock. That'll be her second. Team second of the quarter. Hardy will come in for Central State. Shorts will sit down. Hardy will inbound it for the Marauders underneath their own basket. They're going to put 20 seconds on the shot clock. Hardy looking for somebody to get it into. Now gets it out to Peterson, top of the key. Peterson's going to drive. Puts it up and no good. Rebound comes down. Now by Miller. Got the ball, but a foul going against Sweeney. That'll be her third. So Central State will have the ball underneath their own basket once again. 66-60 with 7:32 to go. Inbounds comes to Peterson. Dish it down low to Morrow. Puts up a shot a little too hard. Rebound Miller right there. Puts it up and got it to go. Count the basket. Oh, she traveled. They call a travel on her. Jackets lead 66-60. as the Central State fans that came over from campus calling for the defense. Here's Gar. Gar's going to drive. Kicks it over to the far side, to the near side to Sweeney for three. Got it. Sweeney has five in this quarter. It's now up to a nine-point lead. Peterson. She has only got 5 points in this second half. Here's a shot from the side. Got it! Lauren Touré. Touré. The ball goes over to guard. At top of the key goes to Sweeney. Sweeney's going to drive. Now shot from three. Side from the side. No good. Rebound comes down to Morrows. Morrows will send it over to Peterson. Peterson will bring it up into the front court. 6:32 to go. Peterson now back over to Miller. Miller back to Peterson for three. A little too hard. Rebound comes down. Going to go to Wheeler. Wheeler up the left side. Three on one. Wheeler goes up. No good. Rebound comes down and a whistle and a foul going against them. Going against Fee. That'll be her fourth. 69-62 is our score. 6:17 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kat Jones into the game. Also coming in is Lola Chambers. Also into the game comes Layla Christman. 69-62. Yellow Jackets leading with 6:17 to go. We'll be back at it on Saturday with Wayne State coming in to take on the Lady Warrior or Lady Marauders. Here's Peterson. Stops. Sends it down low. Now the ball knocked away. Picked up by Strzok. Strzok's going to drive on Christman. Or by Chambers. She's going to be called for the foul. Her second. Team's second of the quarter. So going to the line will be Taylor Strzok. Strzok on the day has 5 points. And she's going to go to the line for the first time with 6:01 remaining here in this fourth quarter. First shot goes up, no good. Rimmed out. 6:01 to go here in this fourth quarter. Strzok will try it again. Second shot goes up and through. Into the game comes Kat Weekly and also Abby Freeman for the Yellow Jackets. They lead it by 8, 70-62 with 6 minutes to go. Peterson will bring it up. She's had the hot hand. She had the hot hand in the first half with 15. She's only got 5 here in the second half. Freeman, Peterson for 3. Little short rebound comes down. Jones in the middle of the paint. Got it to go. Kat Jones gets 2. Her fifth point of the night. Now 70-64. Ball comes over to the near side to Weekly. Now into the corner goes to Strzok. Strzok's going to drive the lane. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to Jones. Jones on the fly. Jones stops. Pops in the paint. Got it to go. Kat Jones. Two more for Kat. Down to a four-point lead. 70-66. With 5:17 to go. Central State on the comeback. Weekly's going to drive the lane. Puts it up. And got it to go. Weekly gets 2 more. There's Peterson in the paint, drives right side, goes it over to Jones on the left side. Jones going to drive, ball knocked away, blocked by Weekly, picked up by Freeman. Freeman up the right side, she'll get it to Sweeney. Sweeney goes underneath the basket. Here's a shot from 3 on the far side, no good. Rebound comes down, ball went right to Christman had knocked out of her hand on a three-pointer. Abby Freeman drains a 3 and 75-66. Back to a 9-point lead. Freeman, or Peterson, foul going against the Abby Freeman. That'll be her first. Team's fourth. Timeout on the court with 4:22 to go here in this fourth quarter. They were down as close as 4, but now they've come, the Jackets have come back. They lead now 75-66. Back after this, you're listening to Central State Marauder Basketball on Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation Dayton is the only wish-granting organization in the region, granting wishes to local children who are battling for their life against a life-threatening illness. Founded in 1983, a Special Wish Foundation has granted over 1,700 wishes. Find out more about a Special Wish Foundation and how you can help make a very special wish come true. Call 937-223-WISH or log on to aspecialwishdayton.org. A Special Wish Foundation Dayton is a recognized 501c3, and all funds raised stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Central State will inbound it just to my right as Sierra Hardy will inbound it for the Marauders. They trail by 9 now, 75-66. They drew within 4. They need some threes right now. Ball goes over to the right side. Hardy drives, puts it up.
Got the basket and count. Count the basket and 1
by Sierra Hardy. Foul's going against number 12, Freeman. That'll be her second. So Hardy will go to the line for the and one. She's got 6 points on the night. Tried to bring it within. Shot no good. Rebound comes down, and it's scrambled for it. Goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to Central State.
They got 68. We do.
75-68 is our score. They did not put up the basket. So, Deshante Miller went down. She's going to be checked out by the training staff. She's going to have to come out because the trainer came out. So, Lola Chambers is back in for her. 4:12 to go. A 6-point lead by, or a 7-point lead. Ball comes in to Peterson. Peterson over to the left side to Hardy. Fires up a 3. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Gar. Gar will bring it up into the front court. Picked up by Hardy at the midcourt line. Now they can send it over to Sweeney. Sweeney hounded there by Chambers. Swinging underneath the basket, sends it over to the right, left side, shot for 3, no good. Rebound comes down to Hardy. Trying to bring it within 5. Ball goes over to Jones on the far side, now to Morris. Morris at top of the key. The handoff to Peterson. Peterson to Chambers. Chambers will fire up a 3 if she wants to. Chambers from the free throw line, got it! Lola Chambers, 2 more. She's got 7. And 75-70. Central State coming back. They have a little, got a little bit of time. Shot goes up and no good. Foul's going against Morris. That'll be her third. So Morris, 3 fouls, and that's going to send to the line Ann Wheeler, who is 1 for 2 from the line tonight. That is just the third foul. Second shot, the first shot goes up and in. That makes it back and through a 6-point lead, 76-70. Second shot goes up and through. She's a very good free throw shooting team. Cedarville's. Peterson drives left side of the lane, almost carried the ball out of Chambers. Chambers at the free throw line, drives right side. Back out to Hardy. Hardy's going to drive the lane, puts it up, and can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Hardy. Hardy underneath the basket, puts it up, and it gets the roll. Sierra Hardy gets 2 more. She's got 8. 77-72, back to a 5-point lead with 2:47 to go here in this contest. Ball comes over to Sweeney. Sweeney Top of the key goes over to Fee. Fee back over to Wheeler. Or to Gar. Gar, right side. Trying to kill some clock. 12 seconds on the clock. On the shot clock. Shot goes up and in. Gar gets the basket. She went untouched. Coming back into the game will be DeShante Miller. Peterson, she's been very quiet. Here's Chambers. Back to Morris for three. Or shot from the corner. And ball goes out of play. Chambers will come, Miller will come in. And sitting down will be Chambers. 2:12 to go here in this contest. A 7-point lead by Cedarville. Trying to win for the first time, as is the Marauders. Wheeler going over to the right side. Gets it over to Gar. Gar top of the key. Being guarded by Jones. Gar looking out. His shot from the far side. Ball knocked away, and a whistle and a foul going against Cedarville's Strock. That'll be her third. And Abby Peterson will go to the line to shoot two. Abby only 5 points here in this second half. She's got 20 on the night. Trying to cut the lead to 5. Torrey will come in. Miller will come back out. Torrey will come in. 1:52 remaining here in this fourth quarter. Peterson at the line. First shot goes up and through. Second shot coming up. 79-73, a 6-point lead. Now a 5-point lead. As she makes two, she's got 22 on the night. Torrey gets the ball underneath the basket, fires up a shot, no good. Rebound Hardy, puts it back up, got it to go! Sierra Hardy! Two more, she's got 10, 1:39 to go, a 3-point lead. Shot goes up and in by Sweeney. Back to a 5-point lead, 81-76. Torrey drives the lane, stops, pops, got it to go! Back to a 3-point lead, 81-78. Fouls going against Lauren Torrey. That'll be her first, team's fourth. Timeout called by Cedarville with 1:21 to go. A 3-point Jackets lead. A 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. And here's the Cedarville band. There we go. Cedarville will have the ball underneath the Central State basket. So the next foul the Marauders commit will be their fifth. Full court pressure by the Marauders. They trail by three with 1:21 to go. Morris will guard Strock, trying to get it in. Now they do get it in to Sweeney. Now they get it to Strock. Back over to the near side goes to Wheeler. 1:13 to go. Wheeler back out top. Ball almost knocked away. Wheeler on the right side, picked up by Morris. Now here's Sweeney. Sweeney tries to drive on Morris. Loses the ball. Throws it back out top. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Driving is Wheeler. Kicks it back out. And a whistle and a foul. A charging foul against Wheeler. That'll be her third. So what do we got here? Coach Smith going out to talk to the officials. And I think they might come over here to check the replay. I think. Yep, they're coming over here. 81-78, a 3-point lead as we're going to have to turn our mic down, our field mic down, because they are sitting right next to us. The replays. checking the replay. 55.1 seconds to go, a three-point lead by Cedarville. Central State has come down by, they were down by as much as 12, and have come back. I take that back. They were down by 13 at one point in the second quarter. Marauders trail. 55.1 seconds to go. Kathy Parson checking the replay out also. seconds to go. So it's Kathy Parson trying to get all kinds of the advantage of it. 81-78, Yellow Jackets lead it with 55 seconds left here in this fourth quarter. Central State may have the ball, a chance for three. They got 4 3-point shooters out there, and Peterson, Perret, Hardy, and Jones. And all three can, all four can take the shot for three. Moros is underneath. As they're still looking at, replay, just to my left. Glad you can join us on this opening night for Central State Marauder basketball as we are here at Cedarville University, just 2.7 miles away from the from our campus in Wilberforce. And it's good that these two teams play. No travel, no meals, no hotel. And they will take on Wilberforce later on in the year. The next up will be Wayne State. So this is going to be a fun team to watch all year long. So come on out to Beacom Lewis Gym on Saturday and Monday to root the Marauders on right before Thanksgiving. See if we can go to it. See what we can do right now. Abby Peterson has 22 points. Sierra Hardy has 10. And Katarina Moros has 12. Now they're going to regroup in the middle of the court. And I don't know what they were checking, but I have a feeling this is going to be a fun team to watch. They're going to be in almost every game. They call a charging foul against the. Now they're going to call the two coaches together. And they're going to call it against the. They're going to call the charge against Cedarville. So Central State will have the ball with 55 seconds left. Central State will have it just to my right, right next to Coach Parsons. So the team's out there. Both teams are out there. So we're going to 30-second timeout called by Kathy Parson, and we're going to take a quick 30 seconds too. Back after this.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device.
visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU Believer today.
Okay, fans, buckle your seatbelts. 55.1 seconds to go. Sierra Hardy will inbound it for the Marauders just to our right. Hardy, Peterson. Peterson will get the inbound pass. Goes to the left side. Fires up a three, a little short. Rebound comes down, picked up by the Yellow Jackets. And timeout called by Cedarville. And we're going to take a full timeout by Cedarville. We're going to take a timeout too. Back after this, you're listening to Marauder Basketball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos.
Well, folks, that was just a 30-second timeout. The PA announcer said a full timeout. But 30-second timeout, and here we go. Cedarville will have it on the far side, and inbounding it will be Taylor Strzok. 46 seconds to go. Ball comes in to Sweeney. Sweeney guarded by Jones. Sweeney going to the right side. Now switches, goes back to the near side. Hands off to Wheeler. Wheeler backs that out. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Wheeler drives. Hands it off to Strzok. Strzok now to Sweeney. Sweeney almost loses it. Now drives. Ball. They move it over to the near side, gets it over to Gar. Gar, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, three. Shot goes up, and oh my God, she just threw it up, and it went in. 83-78 on a prayer. So, Kathy Parson calls a timeout. We're down five, 15.9 seconds to go. So they got to go 94 feet. So a 30-second timeout called. You can hear the Cedarville band in the background. We got Hardy, Peterson, Jones, Morris, and Torrey out for the Marauders. They have to go to the length of the court. They need five. They need five, and there comes Peterson into the front court. Peterson going to drive right side. Stops for three. Got it! Peterson makes it a three and a two-point lead for Cedarville with 9.5 seconds to go. A full timeout. We're going to take a timeout, too, back after this. We got to do it to catch our breath. Back after this.
Become a donor and believer in the mission of Central State University. Help CSU thrive for years to come. To learn more, go to www.csubelievers.com. Our new funding website is safe, easy to use, and can be easily accessed from any mobile device. Visit www.csubelievers.com. Become a CSU believer today.
Here come the Marauders out on the court. It's going to be full court fresh. Marauders one timeout left. They've got four fouls. Inbounding it will be Taylor Strzok on the far side. Morrow's on top of her. 9.5 seconds to go. A two-point lead for Cedarville. Ball comes in. And a foul going on Jones as the ball came into Gar. And Gar will go to the line to shoot two. Kat Jones picks up her third foul. So Going to the line will be Gar.
That's her first time at the line tonight.
Shot goes up and good. 3-point lead. Next one could ice it. Second shot goes up and no good. Rebound comes down to Morrow. Timeout called by the Marauders. And Central State will have it right in front of us. A full timeout. We're going to take advantage of it too back after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
There we go. Lorenz Torre will inbound it with 3.9 seconds to go. Pat Peterson fires up a three. Off the back of the rim, no good. The final score, 84-81. Final score, 84-81. And so the Marauders lose the opening game of the season, 84-81, on a great game by Abby Peterson. Peterson had 25 points. Chambers had 7 points. We'll get to totals here in just a second. As they are going into the middle of the court, as they say a little prayer after each game here at Cedarville, as they are at Christian College. And we'll hope to talk to the head coach here in just a minute. They do have a men's game coming up after this, playing Boys College. Joining us now is the head coach, Kathy Parson. And Kathy,
how's it going? Can't hear you.
Can't hear me? How about now?
Yes.
What a game tonight.
It was a good game. It was a good game, and the outcome certainly goes to the Yellow Jackets. They did an incredible job of being consistent in what they do. We're still learning to be coachable. I'm really proud. Thank you. I'm really proud of Abigail Peterson, because without her, we wouldn't have had any kind of showing tonight. She had 25 points. She was 9 for 23, 5 for 13 from 3, 2 for 2 from the line. Just played a phenomenal game. And I wish that my entire team understood her heart and could give up themselves in that way. And I know that'll happen in time. It just takes time.
Katarina Morris, 12 points. That's a good sign from the big girl.
I think for her, a year ago, she would have struggled, and today she was productive. So I certainly have to be appreciative of her growth. 6 for 11. She's definitely improving, but still not commanding and demanding the way I know she could in time. It just takes time.
41% for the game, 33 of 80, 7 of 22. You guys were hot in that first quarter. 4 or 6 from three-point range, and most of it was Abby.
Abby was the showstopper tonight. I believe Abby is probably the most coachable kid on this team. And I think that's largely due to the fact that her dad is a coach. So she understands what it means to be a part of a program and immerse yourself in the concept of the program. So she's doing a phenomenal job for us. But then I've got other kids that just haven't learned yet. They think they can just come out and do what they want to do and it's going to be admissible or unacceptable, and it's not.
Your thoughts on some of the other players?
I mean, when I look at what they have, when you look at Lydia Sweeney, number 23, she was 7 for 10, 4 for 4 from the line. I mean, you, she's got a near-perfect game.
Yeah.
So when you look at that type of performance, you can only applaud her. And these are really wonderful young women. You clearly see that. I felt like we were going to be able to do more in our transition game against them, and we just weren't. I feel like they did an absolutely great job against us in transition, which made me have to go back and rethink what our attack was, and I think Abby was the answer to that. But I know she needed more help, and she just didn't get enough help at critical times. And I think it's because we're young at the four and the five position. We miss Kaylin tonight. Had Kaylin been here, it'd have been a different outcome, and I know it. But we got to accept what is.
Yep. Well, you got Wayne State coming up on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and I'm sure the girls will be ready.
We're going to do our very best to get them ready.
I know you'll make them ready.
I'm going to do my very best, but they've got to get coachable. So I think when you see all of my team coachable, you'll see us do amazing things. But until that day comes, it's going to look like what it looked like many times today.
Well, Coach, we'll talk to you on Saturday.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Kathy Parson, the head coach of the Central State Marauders, and the totals are like this. For the Central State Marauders, Deshante Miller had 7 points. Katarina Maros had 12. Abby Peterson had 25. Lorraine Ture had 9. Naomi Shorts had 4. Lola Chambers chipped in with 7, as did Kat Jones. And Sierra Hardy had 10. For the Cedarville Yellow Jackets, McKenna Fee had 8. Ann Wheeler had 6. Paige Gar had 8. Taylor Strock, 11. Lydia Sweeney had 20. Abby Freeman had 12. Ava Boki had 2. Anna Landing had 4. Kat Weekly had 11. And Leah Butterball had 2 for a total of 84. For the game, the Marauders, they were 33 of 80 for 41%. 7 of 22 from three-point range and 8 of 11 from the free throw line for 72%. For the for Cedarville, they were 30 of 71 for 42%. 10 of 30 from three-point range. That was your difference right there. And 14 of 17 from the three-point range for 82.4%. So they'll try to regroup in 2 days, and they will take on the Wayne State Lady Warriors on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. So this is Doug Brown saying so long from the Callan Athletic Center on the campus of Cedarville University. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Central State University, by Profiler Performance Products, by G&G Fitness Equipment, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, by McAfee Heating and Air, by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. So this is Doug Brown saying so long. We'll talk to you at 12:45 on Saturday afternoon. So we'll see you then. We'll talk to you then. This has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network. Good night, everyone.